Then a little poem. It's about a poet named Lee Ho. I think I was in high school, read Robert Payne's anthology called White Pony. It's a marvelous collection of Chinese poems. Most people, when I read this, think I mean Lee Po, but I do mean Lee Ho. And I identified so strongly with this young Chinese poet of the 6th century before Christ, as I was later and fatally to identify with Rimbaud. Nothing to mess up your life like identifying with Rimbaud. Anyway, this is called Lee Ho. Lee Ho of the province of Honan, not to be confused with the god Li Po of Kanzu or Sichuan, who made 20,000 verses. Li Ho, whose mother said, "My son daily vomits up his heart," mounts his horse and rides to where a temple lies as lace among foliage. His youth is bargained for some poems in his saddlebag. His beard is gray. Leaning against the flank of the horse, he considers the flight of birds, but his hands are heavy. "Take this cup," he thinks. "Fill it. I want to drink again." Deep in his throat, but perhaps it is a bird, he hears a child cry. That's sort of a young man's poem. Although I seem to be going currently in reverse in nature and becoming more of a romantic poet as I get older.